It's Visions Morning Cafe with Karen.
Connecting faith to life on Australia's Vision Radio Network. In the Morning Cafe this morning, Rose D is joining me. Good morning, Rose. How are you doing?
Hi, Karen. How are you going? Great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Now, we haven't spoken for quite a while. I know we originally connected back in, I think 2012, when Matt and I were co-hosting The Journey together. Would that be accurate?
That's about it. Yeah, it was a little while ago.
And we were initially speaking about your Resolution book series as an author, firstly, I guess, as a wife and a mum, a business owner, but as a Christian author, we were honing in on your writing, your books that are being stocked at UCB Direct.
That's right. Yeah, yes. It was a couple of years ago now, and I was so excited to have UCB pick up the series. And, you know, writing is something I'm really passionate about. It's just amazing to have the support from you guys and, yeah, to meet some new friends and be a part of the new family.
Definitely, you're a part of the Vision family. And I also remember your books were a part of a competition, not just your books, but this amazing holiday gift that you very kindly donated to Vision Radio. A beautiful couple won the prize. They went to a resort in North Queensland, all because they entered, was it the Sing Star, the Song Star? What was that singing competition we had?
I can't remember the exact name, but it was some of the best fun I have had. It was so much fun. And I think Ella from Esk won.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm still in touch with Ella. We communicate and we chat, do the Facebook thing. And yeah, look, you know, it was up at Hinchinbrook Marine Cove.
That's
the most beautiful spot on the North Queensland coast. So.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I remember connecting very warmly with you at that time. So here we are all this time later. Welcome back. It's a different show. It's the Morning Cafe. But just to reintroduce you to our listeners, or to introduce you to those that didn't have the pleasure of meeting you back then. Like I said, you're a wife, you're a mum of one gorgeous boy, Tully, who is how old now?
He's 8.
8 years of age. With your hubby, Terry, you are business owners of a railway consultancy company, and you're also a Christian author. So let's maybe just pick up and just give a little bit of a synopsis of life for you as young Rose and how you got to the point of being where you're at now.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago I sort of decided to just try my hand at writing, because I've always had this huge imagination and I've always had a lot of interest in books and reading, and I love reading and I love fiction. So I thought, I'll just have a go, you know? And my husband, I told him, and he said, oh, what a great idea. And he ran out and bought me a laptop.
God bless him.
I know. He had so much faith in me. He really did, far more than I think I had in myself.
Yeah.
But I just had this real desire in my heart to do something for the Lord. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know where He wanted me. But I didn't want my life to keep going the way it was until I really did something for Him. I wanted to know what He wanted me to do. And this is where this desire to write came from. And I didn't know where I was going, but I thought, I'll just sit down and I'll just write what I know and write what I love and see what happens. And I didn't really think that I would be published. I didn't think beyond just sitting and writing something. To be honest, I didn't have any big dreams of publication or even finishing a whole story. I didn't know whether it was going to be a short story or just a few paragraphs.
Uh-huh.
But I just decided I'd write about the ocean and growing up in little communities on the beach in North Queensland, and also the Aussie way of life and the larrikins and the people that we all know and love, those real Aussie characters that form who we are. And so I put this manuscript together, and I just didn't even know to call it a manuscript at that point. And I sent it in to a publisher when I was finished, thinking, oh, you know, I'll just see what happens. And that turned into my first book called Back to Resolution,
which is a fictional story. And, of course, all of those things you described are all very, very familiar to you and to your world, hey?
They are in a big way. We love to go out boating and fishing. And my husband in his younger days was a professional fisherman, apart from many other things. And we just love that. And I grew up on the beachfront. front at Forest Beach, which is just outside of Ingham. Those little communities are just gorgeous, and I love writing about them, and I love writing about the characters. And also my characters, quite a few of them are Americans, and that also comes from quite a love of a trip that I did to America quite a few years ago when I was much younger. And I loved it. I loved being there. I loved the people and just felt so at home there in that country. And so I write about Americans coming to Australia and having that Aussie experience as well. So, yeah, it's a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything that I love, I think I put into my work.
And you put that into your work so beautifully. I remember reading the first book, Back to Resolution, as in an island, Resolution Island. And I remember thinking, wow, this is just drawing me in. This isn't so much, you know, a Christian learning education book. This is fiction. This is story writing. And this is amazing for my non-Christian friends. Was that your goal, or that just kind of evolved?
Well, it's funny. It evolved, but it also was my goal.
Okay.
You know, when I said I sat down to just write something, I didn't think about strong themes or purpose or where I was going. My purpose was to write something and have the Lord use it in some way as a ministry, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's really done that. He's really, everything that I put into that novel is exactly what you said. It really appeals to non-Christians as well as to Christians. And it's a really great book for people to give to their non-Christian friends, because it isn't designed to be a teaching, rather than learning through story and learning who the Lord is through the stories of these fictional characters and how they come to know him and how he works in their lives. So it's very subtle, and that's something that I think non-Christians have picked up on and absolutely love about my work, and I think I'm so blessed to be able to have that avenue.
Yeah, and it's full of adventure and very much the little flag-raising moments that really challenge people's hearts and challenge people's minds. Okay, so Back to Resolution was number one. Number two is called
Beyond Resolution, because we're still on the same island, but we have a different set of characters in that, you know, we revisit the characters of the first novel, but this is the story of a different pair, if you like, you know, male and female pair. So Beyond Resolution is a little bit more edgy. For instance, my main female character starts in Sydney, and she's had a really, really bad run of horrible decisions, and she's in a world that is very much destructive and hard to get out of. So, you know, it's a little bit edgier than number one, and so it has some different themes, which is the way that the Lord will pull us out of these situations when we call on him and when we trust in him. Mm. And also it's about forgiveness and moving on and forgiving each other as well as forgiving ourselves.
When you were launching book number three, that's when we had our singing competition throughout Australia on Vision. So number three, the title is
A New Resolution.
A New Resolution, as in a different island or?
Same island. It's amazing that this one particular island has all of these amazing things happen, but hey, that's fiction.
You bet.
Yeah, A New Resolution is different again. It sort of follows a Indigenous girl, actually, Indigenous character called Enika, and Annie fell pregnant very young and was very naive and had lots and lots of problems to overcome in her life and in her past and in her family. And it's also about a Texan millionaire called Nate, and he actually sails into the island and kind of, you know, there's lots of clashes there with their different cultures and the way that they've both been brought up, but ultimately, you know, the Lord shows them the way. And again, it's a really good novel to give to non-Christians as well as Christians. I think a lot of people in a very broad community can read this, and it's great to be able to sort of show people who the Lord is and what he can do in lives, even if they are fictional characters.
Well, I love your creativity. And again, the Resolution series, there are three of those. That's a trio. And they are available at ucbdirect.com.au. It's good to revisit with you with regard to those things. So, Rose, the last time I shared a moment with you in person was actually at an awards ceremony. It was an absolute honour to go with you to the Omega Writers Awards night. This is like back in 2013, and you won a Caleb Award as the winner of the fiction category at that stage. That was a really fun night, wasn't it?
It was sensational, and even more so because, you know, it was just so happy that it was nominated. And then to win was like, oh my goodness, this is such a blessing. I was overwhelmed, and I was just thinking, this is lovely to be here and spend some time with these people. And yeah, it was great.
And also, I have to just, you know, remind ourselves and share with our listeners, the very next day, I think it was, we actually took our boys together to Dreamworld and shared a fun day out. You with Tully, your young man, me with Jordan and Mitchell and another girlfriend of yours, and just for our kids to get to know each other and hang out was also super special.
It was. It was so much fun. I love Dreamworld, and my son is so enamored of your boys. I mean, I think young boys need older boy role models, and he just loves your kids. And great for him because he's an only child, and he has two older half sisters. Mm-hmm. My husband has two grown-up daughters, mm-hmm. but yeah, he doesn't have a lot of blokes. Yeah, he just has a ball with your kids. It was great fun.
What a whirlwind Tully was, and Tully is, and just his name, Tully. I think of Far North Queensland, but that wasn't really why you named him Tully, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't really. But coming from Ingham and being like a Forest Beach girl, I think a lot of people assume that it's there's some connection to Tully the place. Having said that, I do like Tully the place, so that helps.
Good morning, Tully listeners, if there's anyone listening in that part of the country. Hey, let's get back to your writing. So as an award-winning writer, since the Caleb Awards back then, last year, 2013, where has life taken you? What's been happening?
Well, I did release one more book, mm-hmm. with three other Aussie authors, and it's called The Greenfield Legacy, and that was just a wonderful experience. We actually wrote the book together. We all wrote different characters and mm-hmm. put this story together as one. So that was a terrific experience for me, and I just love those girls, and just when it all comes together in such a great way, it's God, and you know, he was in it and he really pushed that in the right direction, and we all just had the best experience doing that.
And can I ask, are they also a part of the Amiga Writers Group?
Oh, yes, they all are. And they're all authors in their own right. Mm-hmm. There's Paula Vince, and she writes mostly contemporary novels. And then there's Amanda Deed, mm-hmm. and she writes historic, and she writes some great historic novels about Australia and the goldfields and, you know, days of old. And then there's Meredith Reske, and she's just one of the best Australian writers and also writes historic and just beautiful characters. Meredith's characters are just amazing. So it was great to be able to write a story together with them. The story is sort of based on the theme of a forced adoption, which is something that I know a lot of Australians have experienced in their past, mm-hmm. and something that affected families very much. So we actually wrote that before all of the political activity surrounding that part of Australian history even came about. So it was good timing to put that out. But I've also been doing a little bit of work flying the Aussie Christian fiction flag in the States.
Yeah.
That's been so much fun and ongoing still. I've got a regular gig, if you like to say, in an online magazine in the States, and it's based on presenting and interviewing Christian writers.
So you, as the presenter, you're interviewing these people?
Well, no, there are interviews within the magazine,
yeah.
but my piece is basically presenting the Australian point of view,
yeah.
and just being, like I said, flying the Aussie flag. This is us, you know? Look, I've been so welcomed, and my writing has been so well received over there. I feel like, again, I've become another member of a completely different but one body of Christian writers. So it's, yeah, really good fun.
So you're talking about an Aussie Christian fiction flag being placed in what part of that other country that you love? Which state?
Well, the entire country. I think it goes, the online magazine, which is called Book Fun Magazine, it's actually a part of the Book Fun website, which
yeah.
is really organised and really well done, connecting readers with authors.
Okay.
So all of the authors that, you know, we know and love in the Christian sphere, are a part of this organisation, which is Book Fun. And it's designed so that readers and authors can get together, and there's an online chat every month that they organise where you basically sit down and you can chat with people all over the world in this one forum. You can ask your favourite authors questions and you can really connect with them. And I just loved it. I was a part of 3 months of chat and I just sort of presented my resolution series as well as a few little Aussie extras. It was just so much fun, not only as an author but as a reader, because you know, you've got people like really well-known fiction authors. There's a lot of non-fiction authors in there too. However, I don't read non-fiction so much. I'm the fiction girl. So yeah, to have that connection with these authors is just, it's amazing. And I don't really know anywhere else that does that except for Book Fun. Yeah, and another part of Book Fun is the online magazine, which is published every month. So my piece is in the Book Fun magazine every month, and it's sort of about Australia and about me and about my series and about other Australian authors too. And yeah, so it's basically just presenting Australia to mostly the States, but also they've got a big readership in Canada as well.
Okay, you'd be a great Aussie promo girl, but whereabouts is it based? In the States?
In the States.
Yeah, but yes. Which part?
In Georgia. It's down south. So
the great southern part of the USA.
That's right. Yeah, I'd love to go there. I'd love to visit one day, and I can't wait when I do. I'm really looking forward to it one day.
As you said previously, you did go to the US in your earlier years, and I too can concur. I do intend to return one day, just as you do.
Oh, yeah. Look, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun because I've got so many people over there that I know now.
Yeah.
And through the Book Club Network and Book Fun and the magazine, I've met lots of new friends, and it's just amazing. Even A New Resolution, which is my third release, was nominated for Book of the Month on Book Fun last month.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I was just so stoked that one of my readers would like the book so much that they would nominate it as Book of the Month. I was really surprised and very humbled.
Fantastic. Okay, so there's Book Fun as an organisation. There's the Book Fun magazine for budding writers or people interested in writing. BookClubNetwork.com is another good place to go.
And bookfun.org is the place where you want to go. If you are interested in fiction and Christian fiction or Christian nonfiction, or you want to have a look and see what's happening in the States so far as new releases, or connect with any of your favourite authors, you can join up and become a member of bookfun.org. It's free of charge, and they would love to have more Aussies. Let me tell you, they are so welcoming and so happy to have that Australian influence. So anyone, whether you're a reader, whether you're a writer, go to bookfun.org and join up and become a member. You won't be sorry. It's the best fun you'll have. Also, check out the magazine, because I would love to have some more Aussie readers in the magazine as well, and checking that out. And it's also free of charge.
Rose, beyond your writing world, you know we're all about connecting faith to life here at Vision and UCB. Is there a particular story you can share with us, something that's happening right now in your world that you know in your heart of hearts God is truly connecting faith to life?
Yeah, for sure. We recently purchased a little gold mining claim up in the Nebo area around Mount Britain. It's just basically a little piece of Australian bushland.
Wow.
We've been going up there every weekend to make improvements to the camp and do some necessary changes to the environment, because it's a really, really old claim. Lots of people have owned it and run it over, 100-odd years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of sort of environmental things there that we've told the National Parks we'll fix up and do the work to. It's just been the most amazing thing for our family to get out of our comfort zone, mm-hmm. which is a little house on a really nice street. You know, my son's got all of the technology around him, and to go up there where there's no electricity, we have to generate our own power, solar. It's no running water. We have to take the water with us. And it's just teaching us so much about the most beautiful you know, hand of God in nature.
And no network connection?
Well, it drops in and out.
Yeah. Good old so, internet?
No internet. We can keep in touch. Uh-huh. We've got phone service on the odd occasion.
Yes.
But there's no electricity. So, you know, there's no computer games. There's no internet. There's none of that sort of stuff. It's just all about getting back to how we all used to live and working hard and filling our fingernails with dirt, sitting in the morning and listening to the kookaburras and making sure that, you know, we harvest water correctly and cooking over a fire. And it's just changing our perspective on who we are as a family, and it's changing our perspective on what a beautiful country we live in and what the Lord has created for us beyond the four walls of our house. To look out over the most incredible sunrise with fog in the morning and frost on the odd occasion and at the moment, but it's so filling your spirit with His creation. It's meant so much to me. I can't wait now to get up there and camp and spend time sitting around and just listening to the wind. And it's just, yeah, it's been fabulous. It's connected faith to life in a way that our family, I don't think we expected.
Are there other people in this part of the country?
No, there's just us.
Wow.
And kangaroos and, the odd emu and lots of wildlife. It's teaching my son a lot about who he is as an Australian, and it's teaching him a lot about our country. It's teaching him skills that normally he would never learn and how best to love the environment. So I'm really grateful for it. And it's teaching him the value of a hard day's work too.
The simple things of life as well. I mean, you live in a beautiful environment right on the coast,
yep.
Mackay, Queensland. How far away is this place?
It's about 2 hours inland.
Okay.
So it's up on a range and it's in that sort of mining area at the back of Mackay. But this is a very, very old area. Actually, just beyond our claim, there's a old township flat, which was an old gold mining town called Mount Britain, and in its day it was massive. I mean, this place had schools and five hotels and a butcher's store and even a school of the arts, this town. And
yeah.
Now there's nothing left of this town apart from the flat. You know, Tully's been learning so much about history, and there's signs up everywhere with photographs of the old buildings, you know, what people used to live like. And I mean, he's getting a little taste of that way of life, and it's good for him and it's good for us, filling this sort of hole that we never quite knew existed.
Yeah. When you talk about in its day, are you talking about the gold rush days?
Yeah, the gold rush era.
So are you still hoping to find gold?
Well, it is a gold mining claim. I mean, we dig around and we have gold detectors, and it's a bit of fun. It really is. I don't know that we need to strike it hugely rich because we feel like we're rich already, but we certainly have some fun going around and digging around, that's for sure.
Well, to bring you back to God's creation and to just put you back in touch with the Spirit of the Lord, that in itself would be very special, and to share that with your family.
Absolutely right, and that's exactly how we feel. We just feel like we've got the gold already, and being up there is even more special than gold. Yeah, it's such a blessing to have, and it's brought us together as a family a lot more, and I'm so grateful for it.
Are you using this location as a platform for creative juices flowing for your writing?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
No doubt about it. How can it not?
Yes.
When you're a fiction writer, you take every little bit of your life and you really use it to its best advantage in storytelling. So you'll see it one day, no doubt about it.
Oh, I don't doubt that for one minute. Well, Rose, it's been lovely catching up with you. And again, you can find Rose D's books at ucbdirect.com.au. The Resolution series, Back to Resolution, Beyond Resolution, A New Resolution, the trilogy, and also your other one with the other authors, The Greenfield Legacy, I'm pretty sure is available there as well. Rose, God bless you. God bless Terry and Tully, and with all your initiatives, everything you're getting involved with in your local community, in your Christian community. Have a great day, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, Karen. It's been great talking to you, and thank you so much. God bless.
You're very welcome. See you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts. Or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.